In Ukrainian, I repeated a phrase that is very common during Lent. Be ashamed when you sin, not when you repent. One of the interesting things of us human beings, even though as we're growing up, we see people all around us, we often think we're the first ones to go through growing up, getting a new set of teeth, romance, puberty, the tragedy of lost romance. We think we're the first ones because it happens to us for the first time. And sometimes when we sin, we think, oh, I'm the only one to go through this. But if we look all around, at least we can say we have that common experience between us, that all of us know the shame of doing something bad and looking in the mirror and said, boy, you're an idiot. Why did you do that? How could you say that? How could you do that? But for the Christian, what is more important is the joy when we repent, the courage when we say, I will rise with God's help. And in the sermon on Christmas, we underline the fact, every time you, in your shame, in your weakness, in those weak moments when you do bad, say, I will get up, that is an act of love. That is an action that says, I am courageous. I will stand up and do better. I am not the first one to do this. It's not simply a mistake. No, I knew exactly what I was doing, and I messed up, and now I woke up, and I said, whoa, this is who I'm stuck with. But I'm courageous, and I said, this is not who I want to be, for the love of myself, for the love of my neighbor, for the love of people I will meet who I haven't met yet. So as the church prepares us for Lent, you have the Sunday of the prodigal son, today you have judgment. The church reminds us that the positive characteristics of Lent, courage, love, shame as an incentive to correct oneself, not as a place you want to live. Shame is good like pain. It shows you what's bad. Don't live there. Don't wallow there. Because sometimes shame and guilt is just as an excuse for not doing anything. It makes you feel pain and it thinks you're making progress when you're actually doing nothing but looking at the wound festering in your heart and saying, I'm too chicken to get up and I'm too chicken to try. So may God give us the courage to rise, to use shame as an incentive to do better, not simply for our sake, but for the love of those around us and for a way to get closer to God by being good people who are able to see the way to heaven and the way to God is the way we treat each other. Slava Isusu Christu!